This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 172, homophones to push your English to the next level.
In this episode, you'll meet Tim Torkildsen, ESL blogger, fired for blogging about homophones. In this episode, you'll learn what they are and why. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
Gabby, do you know that we just reached 4 million downloads on the All Ears English Podcast?
Whoa, 4 million downloads. That's like the population of Los Angeles.
I know, it's unbelievable. We want to say thank you to you guys for getting us to this 4 million downloads. That is awesome.
Yeah, so keep listening and keep leaving reviews. We love reading your feedback on All Ears English.
Yeah, and we just want to say thank you real quickly to a couple of reviewers. We want to say thanks to Kai5963, thanks to VNS16377 in Vietnam, Milat in Spain, and Nancy Lin in China. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Can you believe that All Ears English has been around for a year?
It has been almost a whole year. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
It's awesome. Our community is growing. We want to thank you guys.
Yeah, we love putting on the All Ears English show, but you know what? It's in danger.
Why?
It's in danger because we need your help to keep going. We need your support. We've started a Kickstarter campaign that will help to fund the All Ears English podcast. All the episodes are going to continue to be free for you, but we need your help to fund our Kickstarter campaign to keep going. The deadline is October 1st, 2014, and you can go find our campaign on our website, allearsenglish.com/Kickstarter. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Gabby.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And
awesome.
You?
Awesome. Well, I am doing great. I'm so excited. We have a special guest with us today, Tim Torkildsen, ESL blogger. Tim, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you two doing? You sound so perky.
We're happy to have you here. We love being able to talk to experts in their fields like you. You know, you're an ESL blogger, and I'm just so psyched to have you on All Ears English.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Tim.
Well, thank you for having me. I look forward to talking to some ESL people again. It's been a while since I've had that opportunity.
Yeah, well, great. Aww. It's our pleasure. So I know you're considered an expert in the area of homophones or homophones. Some people pronounce it a little differently. So I'll say homophones. We'd like to ask you for some examples. First of all, even before the examples, what is a homophone?
Well, a homophone basically is a word that it sounds the same, but has several different spellings and several different meanings.
Oh, okay. Mm. So I know, like, I got some questions recently from English students. One asked me, oh, what is the difference between the pronunciation of the grain flour, right? The flour that you make cookies with or cakes with. And the plants, what you give your girlfriend or boyfriend or mother, that kind of flower. And I think this is really confusing for ESL students because you see different spellings and English is just weird. The vowel sounds are weird. So let's clear up some of this confusion today.
Yeah, this is the ultimate Achilles heel when it comes to learning English, isn't it?
Yeah, spelling.
Yeah, it can be very, very confusing, and especially It's confusing even for us native English speakers.
Right.
When it comes to words like ant, which is the insect, and then is it ant, the relative, or is it aunt,
the relative? I was wondering about that too.
I think it's a regional difference.
Yeah, you get into regional dialects, and it can start to be messy. I've always advised my ESL students to just accept the fact that this exists in English, and to take a little time each day or maybe once a week to memorize some of the more common homophones so that they kind of know what they are. Now, as far as examples go, there's just so many. We can start with something very basic, very simple, like see. Mm. Now, I see you,
Yes.
and that's spelled S-E-E. A very common word, everybody knows that.
Yep.
Another word, another homophone for that would be, I'm going to go swim in the sea.
Right.
Uh-huh. Ooh, tricky.
S-E-A.
Yeah, now different spelling and completely different meaning, but there's absolutely no difference in pronunciation.
Oh.
There are no regional differences. I mean, everybody who speaks English says sea.
That's right, yeah.
It's very simple.
That's a good one, yeah.
You can keep going. The other ones would include, I pause to lick my paw.
Oh, right. I pause to lick my paws.
A dog might say that.
Right.
I pause to lick my paws. Pause means, to delay, to stop for a moment.
P-A-U-S-E. Right,
yeah.
That's how you spell it. Paws, of course, are, at the end of the leg of a dog or a cat.
Right.
Your singular is paw, and the plural would be paws.
Right. I think this is difficult for a lot of English learners, because when you have the two different vowels, like the P-A-U-S-E, the tendency is to want to pronounce each one separately, like pa-oos, right? I've heard this before anyway. I'm not just making things up.
I've heard it pronounced pows.
Pows, yeah.
Right,
maybe I was exaggerating a little bit, but pows, yeah. So we kind of smush those vowels together and they get turned into one sound, paws. Mm.
What's another example, Tim?
Well, like Jimmy Durante used to say, I got a million of them. There's a few of them. Let me let's do a three-decker, triple-decker.
Ooh,
oh,
great.
Boy.
Okay?
It gets more complicated.
We'll stretch your listeners' intelligence to the limit here.
Excellent.
Their
let's challenge them.
Okay? This homophone is air. Air.
Oh.
Now, we all breathe air, and that's spelled A-I-R.
Yes.
Now, if we make a mistake, well, to err is human, to forgive, divine.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
And how do we spell that?
To err in this case, which is to make a mistake, is spelled E-R-R.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a third one, and this one trips even native English speakers up from time to time. Heir is someone who will inherit something.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, when my parents passed away, I became an heir to, well, in my case, to a couple of debts is what I became heir to. But you inherit things. If you have inherited something or will inherit something, you are an heir. Now, this is spelled H. E-I-R.
And
common sense would just indicate that you'd want to say hair.
Right.
Which would be a different word.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't. It's hair.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a pro-level one.
Right.
Yeah, that I think is probably one of the trickiest homophones that's on the list. I'm just scanning around to see if there's any other three-deckers. Here's another three-decker. Let's see if your listeners can keep up with us on this one. The word wrapped.
Wrapped. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I can see where this is going.
Now, at Christmas time, we get all of our presents wrapped in Christmas paper. Wrapped. That is spelled W-R-A-P-P-E-D.
Right.
It's wrapped in paper. Now, if we adore something, if we're hypnotized by something, we are wrapped. Wrapped.
Yeah, wrapped by
something. Sounds exactly the same, and that is spelled R-A-P-T.
Oof.
Wrapped.
Totally different.
Yeah, and of course, the third one is if you're jiving along here, I can't do it very good, but, well, I tell you what, there's four meanings here, but we're going to confuse people too much. So I'll tell you what, let's go back in time. Let's hop in our time machine and go back to the root word rap, R-A-P. Now, that has reference today to a musical style, a musical signature.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, if you rapped something, that meant that you hit it.
Right. Like you to rap like at the door.
If one of your ESL students is not paying attention, you rap them on the head with your knuckle.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah, that word.
And
I haven't heard that lately.
That's spelled R-A-P-P-E-D.
Right.
So all three are exactly the same in pronunciation. They're totally different
meaning. And different
in meaning.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Tricky.
That is so fascinating.
This is one of the things that makes English sometimes a little bit hard and challenging, but
interesting and fun too. It's like a puzzle. It's like, you know, these examples you're giving us just illustrate how interesting the language can be. And the sounds might be the same, but we have different spellings, different meanings. And I don't know, to me, it sounds like, it sounds like fun.
Oh, it can be a lot of fun. And of course, it's the basis of all of our puns.
Yes.
Right. Oh my gosh, yes.
Innumerable jokes.
We did an episode
on homophone. You can just make them up as you go along.
Yeah.
Now, what I find very interesting about all this is I asked myself a number of years ago, how many other languages have this same characteristic?
Uh-huh, interesting question.
Now, I found out that both German and French really don't have it.
Oh.
It doesn't exist for them. But because I lived in Thailand and learned how to speak Thai when I was teaching ESL, I found out that they do have it.
Oh,
homophones exist in Thai.
Huh. Okay,
words that are pronounced exactly the same are spelled differently and have different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say Chinese, but it's not Chinese. It's a dialect in Chinese, and I'm trying to. It's Cantonese.
Okay.
Cantonese also has some of that as well.
So some languages have homophones, some don't. But if you're coming from a language that doesn't have homophones, it's really important for you to understand what it is and that they occur quite often in English.
To be ready for them.
Yeah. So we wanted to concentrate on the homophones for this episode, but we also want to talk about your recent experience that's related to the word homophone. It's very similar. I think the word homophone and your blog post about homophones got you in a little bit of an interesting situation. Could you just tell us quickly about what happened?
Well, yeah, it got me in a little bit of hot water. Now, I was working at a language school and as a social media person.
Okay.
And so one of my jobs was to write blogs about the English language, about grammar, about spelling, about different characteristics about the language.
Yep.
Now, I was always careful to write these blogs, you know, just straightforward, not make them funny or sly or put in innuendo or anything like that, because they were aimed at foreign-speaking students.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to confuse them with any double talk or anything like that. So when I decided to do something on homophones, I realized, well, you got to be especially careful here because of that prefix, homo.
Right. Mm-hmm. What does homo mean as a prefix?
It just means the same. It means one.
Same sound or...
Single, yeah. It's all a sound. Homophone is the same sound.
Right.
It's the same sound, basically. So I simply wrote a blog using examples such as the ones we've been talking about today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And explaining the differences between them, giving examples of how to use these homophones in sentences, using them correctly, so on and so forth. Well, I didn't really hear anything back about that particular blog for several days. And then, much to my surprise, I was called into the office by the owner of the language school, and he told me that he was going to let me go. Among other reasons, he said he did not care for the homophone blog. He was afraid that some foreign students might feel that it had something to do with a gay agenda.
Oh boy.
And he just couldn't, yeah, he couldn't take that chance.
Well,
and I was pretty astounded. I didn't really say much. I just let him, you know, finish what he wanted to say, and then we shook hands and I cleaned out my desk and got my final paycheck, and so I've been looking for another ESL job since.
Wow, what an experience. I just want to back up a minute and explain, you know, for our English learners that homophone is almost very similar to the word homophobe or homosexual, which also means gay. So just in case, you know, we need to build the vocabulary there.
Well, I think that homophobe means the fear.
Yeah, the fear of being gay. Exactly. Yeah. And then homosexual mm-hmm. would be being gay. So the school you worked at, they were afraid that people would have a reaction on this topic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, this is really interesting because in the U.S., I think we have a quite progressive legal system in some states where, you know, you can have same-sex marriage, and we're quite open about being homosexual. But, of course, there are also people who are not okay with that and quite sensitive about the topic. So mm-hmm. it's interesting, I think, because there's such a divide. There's such a divide between kind of right and left, or mm-hmm. conservative and liberal.
Right. Within different regions of the country. Yeah. Here in Boston, it's very progressive.
Right.
Gay marriage is legal in Massachusetts and a lot of other states in New England, whereas other parts of the U.S., like in the South, it's a lot more conservative, and potentially in parts of the West, maybe in Utah.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, so I think...
Well, I think more than conservative and liberal, mm-hmm. I think the prefix homo is just right now seen as controversial.
Right.
You know, the English language is such a robust language. It's the language of Shakespeare and Dickens mm-hmm. and Mark Twain and so on and so forth. This little contretemps is not really going to do anything to change anything, I don't believe, but it just shows up once again that the language itself is so vibrant, yes. and these, what would you call them, these little landmines in the language exist. They always have.
Right.
And so right now, the prefix homo is kind of it's a landmine.
Yes.
You don't really want to use it if you don't have to. In the past, it's been used as an insult,
mm-hmm.
You know, like many other words. And so, at least in today's world, it's probably a word that is better left alone as much as possible. But who knows mm-hmm. what's going to happen in the future? We can't tell. It's just, to me personally, it's just fun to enjoy using the English language and enjoy teaching it to others. I'll just never get over the wonder each day of having a chance to explain English to other people.
Oh, that's great. That's this beautiful. Has been really useful for our listeners. I think it's good. This episode is really going to challenge them and make them think on a deeper level about the language.
About the language, oh, sure. And also about our cultural and political mm-hmm. scene here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, you know, great examples you gave us. And thank you for sharing your experience, too. And if our listeners would like to find out more about your work and your blog, where can they go?
Well, they can do a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
If they can remember how to spell my last name, T-O-R-K-I-L-D, if they simply Google my name, Tim Torkildsen,
mm-hmm.
That will lead them to my blog, because at least for another week or so, I guess, you know, I'm kind of famous.
Yeah.
So they can do that. The blog site itself is called I Write the Blogs.
Oh, just interesting.
Run it all together. Blogs is spelled with 3 G's.
Okay.
But yeah, I Write the Blogs. That's me. Frankly, right now, if you Google the word homophone, you get my name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said about 25 different media interviews in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so
and
you'll come right up.
I lost count of how many blog sites and websites have taken up the story. I know it's well over 100.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's definitely a controversial topic, but learning English is the point here, and we don't have to get controversial about learning English. It's a beautiful language, like you said, and it's beautiful to explore. So, Tim, I want to thank you so much for coming on All Ears English, and thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing with us. Yeah, thanks so much, Tim.
Glad to do it. You too. And again, I can't get over how perky you two sound.
We just love what we do.
What kind of vitamins do you take?
Good question.
We just love it. We love what we do.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Well, that's the secret to life. If you love what you're doing, it's not even work.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, thanks again, Tim. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, too.
All right. Bye for now.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.